During his campaign for governor, Phil Scott vowed to overhaul state government. He began that process over the weekend by signing three executive orders to reorganize some key government agencies. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, lawmakers have some reservations about the proposed changes.
Governor Phil Scott wants to move the Department of Labor into the Agency of Commerce and Community Development. He's already got a flashy name picked out for this newly merged entity. And Scott says the Agency of Economic Opportunity, as he calls it, will do a better job training out-of-work Vermonters for good-paying jobs.
It will align training programs with existing job opportunities and produce a competent, competitive, and highly skilled workforce, and directly connect those workers with available private sector jobs.
The Agency of Commerce and Community Development exists to promote businesses. The Department of Labor was created to help workers. And Scott says unifying the two will enable more effective oversight of the hodgepodge of workforce programs that are now scattered across state government.
Right now, there is a disconnect between the size and skills of our workforce and the needs of Vermont businesses.
But here's the potential problem. The Department of Labor is also responsible for making sure that Vermont businesses comply with state labor laws. And some say that placing business promotion and business enforcement in the same agency is a recipe for disaster. Here's Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash.
And the concern that's been raised is the same concern that was raised with the way we managed EB-5 in the past, where you had an agency that was both promoting an activity but also the one responsible for regulating it.
The Agency of Commerce's track record on enforcement isn't exactly sterling. A series of alleged EB-5 frauds in the Northeast Kingdom occurred under the regulatory watch of the Agency of Commerce. The mission of the Agency of Commerce is to help businesses. The mission of the Department of Labor is at times to hold businesses to account. And Ash says the EB-5 episode offers a cautionary tale on the dangers of melding promotion with enforcement. Phil Scott says it won't be a problem.
We don't see that that's an issue. That they're still going to have to answer to someone. We'll protect the rights of Vermonters and workers.
Scott has also proposed a plan to dissolve the Department of Information and Innovation, which oversees IT projects, and replace it with a, quote, agency of digital services. Scott says the plan would give the state a more unified organization structure for IT projects. Scott also wants to merge the Department of Liquor Control and the Lottery Commission. Ash says it's the labor-commerce merger that will likely generate the most scrutiny. Lawmakers have 90 days to block the executive orders. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.